Welcome back to the Sports Zone. Bill Logan now going to interview head West Delaware girls bowling coach Sue Morris. Sue Morris, kind of a busy last couple of weeks since we talked. You've taken the girls over to Dubuque and down to Maquoketa and some tournaments coming up here. But give us an overview of what happened last week down at Wallert and at Maquoketa.
Yeah, we started off our week on Monday in Dubuque at Cherry Lanes there against Wallert. And Cherry Lanes has not been kind to the West Delaware girls in years past, so we went over there with the idea that we were going to conquer this shot and see how we could do. Often there's a lot of oil in the center of the lane, and so therefore we need to run to the center if we have to. There's sometimes a cliff on the edge, they call it, and if we can keep that track going well, we do well. So these six gals got out there. We just took the varsity over there and such, and really did a good job reading the lanes. We were real happy with Sadie Schneider's, just a freshman there, but she had a 178-195 game there, which is some good numbers for her. She made some moves that made her successful. Natalie had 180-227. Lily Hogan, she's a sophomore. She came in with a 206-191. I mean, it was a really pleasing to see that the gals were paying attention and doing what they could do with their shot, because that is kind of what we need to do in bowling. You know how you bowl, but you also have to adapt a little bit to the lanes. So they did real well. That 17-40 was a good first round there.
Well, and I've seen your scores recently have been kind of pretty consistent and going higher, and that's what you want this time of year. And then how'd things go down at Maquoketa for the girls?
Maquoketa was another really good shot for us. We went down knowing that the Maquoketa girls have bowl real well. They have some very strong bowlers, and we were looking forward to having that meet there. And we had a pretty good on the first games there again too. It was kind of one of those things. We stayed where we needed to be. The 164 out of Ann Dunkel, 1867 out of Addison Kensel. Lillian had a 214. Sadie had a 144. She just was just not quite there that night. We brought in Bella Wegman that day because Kiana was ill. Bella's a really strong JV bowler for us and such. She had a 130 game, and that's often very typical. You'll have a couple bowlers in that range on varsity. Natalie had a 205 and followed that with a 210. So we were bowling very respectfully and such, and we were ahead of them by about 105 pins after the first round. Then we got into Baker play, and we talked a little bit more about, now this is the time we have to play together. We have to, pay attention to the shot, the person ahead of you. What did they throw? Do you, you need to have a good ball if it's after a spare. There's lots of logic to some of this side of the Baker side. And we ended up with an 899. That's our highest Baker series that we've had, which would be like a 172 average, or excuse me, 179 average. And but honestly, Maquoketa followed up with an 898. So they were one pin behind us. We were just very fortunate that we had a little bit of leeway in the original individual game. So we won that one, and we're real pretty excited. That was it was a good win for us.
Yeah, I see. I was looking at the scores from that meet, and holy smokes, that's some incredible scores. And the two girls that I think that kind of really caught my eye recently is Addison Kensel came out of nowhere and had a really good series. I don't remember where it was at, but she had a phenomenal series. I think it might have been a Cherry as well. And then I don't think it was in a high school competition, but I see Natalie Palmer threw a big 700 series, and that's just unheard of. Wow.
You're right. When going back to Addison, it was at CRBC that Addison came out of the woods and came up with a 236 her first game, and I told her, I said, the hardest thing after bowling a 236, a big game like that, is to bowl another one. At least get close or, be in the hunt. And she did really well. A 182, she had a 418 series. That was a wow moment. It was a lot of fun for her and such. And then Natalie, with her love of bowling so much, she bowls on Saturdays down at CRBC also in a league down there, and she had a three game series of a 721, 250 something, 230, 240. I mean, it was big games. That's her high series there. So she's doing what she needs to do to have a lot of colleges looking at her already as a junior.
And then we come to tomorrow. Tomorrow we have the final regular season meet here at the Alley. On the regular schedule, scheduled for Friday, but had a little conflict with Benton Community. Sorry for all their loss down there and what they're dealing with, and we were glad to be able to switch for them. But it puts it on a Thursday, and we're going to start at 2:30 in the afternoon. So it'll be a little different scenario for those kids, a little different time frame for them to get used to, but a meet right out here at the alley, and it's senior night.
Yeah, it is senior night, and Bob has three gentlemen on his team there, and we have two gals. It's Kiana Johnson. She's been a four-year bowler for us and such, and a real good teammate. Lots of fun. She laughs a lot. We have a good time. She laughs at herself, all those things. But so we enjoy her being around and such, and she's done a good job this year on the varsity thing. Chloe Letts is our first year here with West Delaware, and I keep telling her almost every practice, gee, I wish you would have gone out sooner. Gee, I wish you would have gone out, you know, tried it. And I think she thinks the same way. Honestly, Chloe is almost the first one here and always the last one to leave. I mean, if she could just keep bowling, I think she would just stay and bowl and bowl and bowl. So she's, you know, found a sport that she really likes and fits into her lifestyle and that kind of thing. And she will get better. She's had some good numbers. She's had a 232 series. You know, we have a couple other freshmen that are on the JV side of things in regard. This will be their last meet because the rest of the season will be varsity things. Sophie Raker's a freshman. She had a 124-136 game. It's a 260 series. A lot of teams, those people are on varsity. I mean, they just have to be in the 120s and such. Aaliyah Wright Borrell, it had a 133 game the other day in a meet and such. Rebecca Swinka is new to the bowling this year. She's kind of doing a little bit of this and a little bit of esports and such, but she's getting better. She's another lefty that we've gotten to work with. And I mentioned Bella Wegman, that she's got some new equipment coming there, and she had a 138-128 game the other day, so a 266 series. There again, too, I mean, 266, couple more strikes here and there. We're sitting at 300s, and 300s are where girls like to be and that kind of thing. So the JV squad is nice, and we're looking forward to that. But from there, we've got to bowl on, you know, we were going to bowl Benton on Thursday, and we also, like you said, we do feel bad for the loss. We're more than pleased to take care of whatever they needed to move it to Thursday. That was just fine. So we'll give it our best and see what happens.
And then it doesn't get any easier, as after tomorrow, next Tuesday, right here at the alley, I believe it's at 11 o'clock, mm-hmm. I think it starts, you host the girls' WAMAC part of the deal, and you'll have the five schools from the WAMAC bowling division coming up here to compete in girls' WAMAC.
Correct. It's our turn. Everyone takes a turn in regard to WAMAC. And WAMAC is done differently. We're one of the few sports that, even though we bowl two games and five Bakers for all our season, when it comes to the WAMAC tournament, we will bowl three games, and then we take a little break, and then we'll bowl 10 games of Bakers. So it's just a different format for us. So actually, we have to try to practice that, because 10 games of Bakers is a lot different than five. I mean, literally, our tournaments often are a regular meet, might be two and a half hours type thing. Something like this, a WAMAC will be easily three and a half, that kind of thing. And then after WAMAC, then we come to the qualifier. And that's 15 games of Bakers. And so we are an unusual sport in that regard and such, but the bowlers are typically very up for it. Once they get competing, the team side of Baker play is huge, and so that's our main focus, is to make sure that we do well in team. And the same thing with the WAMAC. You can win WAMAC, and then they place out the top 10 individuals. So we look forward to that and are gearing up to do well. Just because it's home does not mean anything. We can bowl well here, and we cannot also bowl well here. But they've been working hard, and they're listening and understanding some of the moves and that kind of such. So I think that we'll be in a good place.
Well, we'll be excited to see you out here tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. We'll be on with the KMCH video stream and bringing as much of that action as we can. And then we'll also be out here on WAMAC to cover the girls' WAMAC, and kind of interesting to see how that's going to work. I think that's going to be an exciting day. It'll be a nice long day, but hey, it's bowling, who cares?
Right, it's the temperature's good, it doesn't snow or rain or anything inside this building, so we are good to go. We hope people can come out. We've got this loft area above the bowling alley type of thing, a second level that you can get some good viewing of all these teams. There will be five of them here, and you'll see some good bowling and that kind of such, so we're looking forward to that.
Well, congratulations on a good season so far and a good finish here. Got three home meets coming up, and hopefully we do well.
All right. Thank you so much. We always appreciate KMCH watching over our sport.
Comments from head coach Sue Morris of the West Delaware girls bowling team. And we'll be back with more of the Sports Zone right after this.